Keeping the rave alive.
This is DJ The Viper. You're listening to my man Kutsky. Keeping the rave alive.
Hey, this is Evil Activities. Keeping the rave alive with Kutsky.
It's DJ Kutsky.
Yo guys, this is Anger Fist.
Hey everybody, this is MC Deviate, and you're listening to Kutsky on Keeping the Rave Alive.
Hey, this is Darren Styles, Keeping the Rave Alive with Kutsky.
This is Digital Punk,
and you're listening to Keeping the Rave Alive Radio.
Yo, this is Slipmat.
This is The Lead.
Hey, this is Cali.
This is Coon.
Stepping up to the ones and twos, the main man, Kutsky, Keeping the Rave Alive.
Yes, welcome back to another edition of Keeping the Rave Alive. How are we all doing? We all good? Ready for another show full of hard beats? I was trying to think of a nice fun theme that we could do on this week's show. And I played a bunch of gigs in the UK last weekend. One of them actually being the first opening set at Westfest, one of the biggest indoor festivals in the UK. It was quite an interesting night as a DJ because I was playing first set opening at Westfest and then closing set at Zombie Fest later on that evening. But it was specifically the Westfest set that got me really interested, because playing first set at any show, the club is going to be absolutely empty when you play your first record. Hopefully, it's going to be bouncing by the time you're mixing in your last record. But I think warming up as a DJ in the hard dance scene is kind of a dying art these days. The magic of a warm-up DJ is taking people on a journey from the moment that they walk into the club, you know, kind of like might be a little bit awkward, not many people in there, just bobbing your head, you might want to get a drink from the bar, you're just chilling, you're getting into the mood, into the atmosphere, and it's the DJ's job not to go and slap you in the face with a sledgehammer with the hardest beats they've got, but to kind of take you on a journey and get everybody on the dance floor and get the vibe set for the rest of the evening. It's not about stealing the show when you're playing warm-up, it's about building the atmosphere. The problem is, in hard dance music, most of the music's pretty hard. And I do think that the art of a warm-up DJ has certainly been lost. The amount of times that I've gone into a club and it's like the first DJ's lamping it out with the hardest, fastest, biggest anthems of the time. And it's like, where'd you go from for the rest of the night? So I wanted to really take this seriously, playing an early set at Westfest. Now, I was playing in the hardcore arena, so you can imagine that most DJs are going to be playing 170 BPM and beyond. Spyro was on after me, who I know plays around that 160 BPM mark. Gamma was on after him, who's obviously going to be starting at about 170. So I was like, I'm going to build things up with some classic early hard style. Not too many breaks, just some chuggy beats just to get people moving. Nothing more awkward than a big 3-minute epic hands in the air breakdown when there's like 12 people just walk through the door. So the first part of my set was very much setting the pace as people were starting to pour into the club. About 30 minutes into my set, the dance floor was busy, it was rocking, so that was when I felt it was good to change gears and start playing a few of the bigger tunes and build up those BPMs ready for Spyro to take over. So I just wanted to set the scene a little bit and let you know some of the psychology that goes behind DJing. It isn't just pressing play, although it does kind of involve pressing play, doesn't it, DJing? But before we get into my set from Westfest last weekend, I do want to thank everybody supporting me over on Patreon. If you're interested in supporting what I do here with the Keeping the Rave Alive show and also get an extra bunch of shows, it's the start of the month, so there's no better time to get involved with what we do over on there. You can support me from as little as £2 a month and get up to an extra 3 shows per week over at the website patreon.com/KTRA. I'll drop the link in the description on there, and a big massive thank you to everybody continuing to support me each and every month, enabling me to keep doing this show here that you listen to every week for free with no adverts or sponsors. So yeah, big up, appreciate the love and support on there. Once again, patreon.com/KTRA. But right about now, we jump into the mix with my warm-up set at Westfest 2023. Let's do it.
Dirt.
It's DJ Kutsky in the mix.
all those memories back. is the summer of hardstyle.
You thought that you could bring me We are all searching, eagerly awaiting that one feeling. It's like a massive burst of energy, serenity, divinity. And we are all born to crave it.
Hey kids, what time is it?
Yeah. action.
Push me, and then just touch me, till I can get my satisfaction.
Push me, and then just touch me, till I can get my satisfaction. Satisfaction.
Of my life, I become bitter seeds and poison leaves without you. You represent what's true. I drain the color from the sky and turn blue without you. These arms lack a purpose, flapping like a hummingbird. I'm nervous cause I'm the left eye, you're the right. Would it not be madness to fight? We come one.
have some fun. Night and day without your sweet embrace, I'm going crazy, crazy.
For the last hour, you've been in tune to myself, Kutsky, in the mix, live from Westfest last weekend in the UK, warming up the Hardcore Arena first set. Hope you enjoyed that, something a little bit different. At that point, I had to rush back to the car and then drive 4 hours across the country to Cambridge to play closing set at Zombie Fest, which was an awesome gig as well. Completely different psychology there, playing last set when people have been dancing out in the cold, rain and mud for like nearly 12 hours and you're playing the closing set. Maybe we could do my set from there as well and explain the psychology behind playing last set at a festival. But we'll save that for another week. Before we get out of here, I want to give a quick shout out to everybody who supported me with the virtual beers this week over at the website beer.keepingtheravealive.com. That's the tip system on the show, along with Patreon, which I mentioned at the start, is a great help with me with all the server costs and stuff associated with the show. So I want to give a big shout out to Lisa B, who supported me again. No message there, but Lisa supports me regularly. So thank you very much, Lisa. Do appreciate that. Also, a big shout out to somebody that didn't leave their name. Let me see if I can find it in a second. Oh, wait, Ricky. Big shout out to Ricky. Get the message back up again. Now here's organisation for you. Ricky says, keeping the rave alive keeps me alive. I work in remote Western Australia as a blast hole driller. Damn, that sounds like a dangerous job, doesn't it? Ricky goes on to say, I listen to the podcast new and back catalogue and it keeps the rig running and my leg jumping. There's nothing nice about being in a 45 degrees Celsius heat, but keeping the rave alive definitely takes the edge off it and bought me some nice cool beers. So thanks very much, Ricky. Do greatly appreciate that. And also a big legend and supporter of mine, Blow Up Dave, bought me some beers again and says, hey mate, hope you're well. Glad to see you got the best colour records out tonight. I know what Dave's referencing there. I got the orange ones. comes out for Halloween, and he's referencing the Wolves kit. I know it already. Dave said that he loved the Searle's Scary Movie track that we played on the Halloween stream, and hopes that I'm recovering well after the crazy busy month that I had travelling. Yes, I have, Dave. Thanks very much for the support, mate. Again, if you would like to support me with the virtual beers, that's the tip system on the show, beer.keepingtheravealive.com, link in the description, and I can give you a little shout out at the end of next week's show and show you some love in return for your support. But right about now, I'm going to crack on with some more studio work that I've got lined up. Hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you for joining me, and catch you back on the show, same time, same place, next week. Until then, this is Kutsky signing out, keeping the rave alive. Have a good weekend.